that somebody did. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
Hello, this is Assemblyman Tom Roberts. I am the Republican Deputy Minority Leader for Southern Nevada. I represent parts of Northwest Las Vegas, including Centennial Hills. Please tune in to the Kevin Wall Show on AM 670, where Kevin and I will review the Nevada's 81st legislative session. This will be one of the most critical legislative sessions in Nevada's history as we tackle many of the challenges facing our state today. To learn more about me, go to Roberts4Nevada.com. That's Roberts4Nevada.com.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. A new analysis is shining light on the origins of the coronavirus.
A new study suggests the coronavirus pandemic likely began in China's Hubei province a month or two earlier than late December 2019. That's when a cluster of cases tied to a seafood market was first detected. Scientists traced mutations back in time to estimate when a common ancestral virus first emerged. Then they did modeling exercises on how the new coronavirus spread. One biologist says the study suggests the market was not the original source, but the site of the first super spreader event. The findings are reported in the journal Science. Bob Agnew reporting.
The House has voted to open a gateway to citizenship for young dreamers and other immigrants who fled war or natural disasters abroad. Thursday's vote gives Democrats a win in the year's first vote on immigration. The issue faces a steep uphill climb in the Senate because Republicans are demanding that immigration bills contain steps to toughen border security. The bill offers legal status to about 2 million dreamers who were brought to the U.S. illegally as children and to others. Passage seems imminent on a second bill offering legal status to 1 million immigrant farm workers. The government's spring forecast offers little hope of relief from a drought that's been plaguing western states.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's official spring outlook sees an expanding drought with a drier than normal spring. NOAA says several factors go into the worsening drought forecast. A La Nina cooling of parts of the central Pacific brings dry weather for much of the country and curtails heavy summer rains in the southwest. That's bad news for western states. Weather Service and agricultural officials warn of possible water use cutbacks in California and the southwest. Increased wildfires, low levels in reservoirs, and damage to crops. NOAA expects the spring drought to hit 74 million people. On the bright side, NOAA is projecting no major spring flooding. I'm Jennifer King.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 153 points, the NASDAQ plunged 409. More at townhall.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, a shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Respondents will receive a one-time auto-generated text message from Vantage Point.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you tired of watching your insurance rates go up year after year and not understanding why? If you haven't looked at your auto and homeowners insurance policies in the last 2 to 3 years, it's time to do it now. And my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance are the folks to help you. With one phone call to Blue Sky, they can shop your policies with the highest rated carriers in Nevada. And they don't just do auto and homeowners insurance. They offer solutions for motorcycles, RVs, ATVs, boats, rental properties, commercial businesses, and more. Blue Sky Insurance is a brokerage, which means Steve and Amy represent you, not the insurance company. Making sure your family is protected is their top priority, and they help you do that at a fair price. I've been a client of Blue Sky for 3+ years. Their customer service, it's incredible. Call or text Blue Sky Insurance, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Or check them out online at blueskylv.com.
It's 5:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Clark County health officials are urging currently eligible residents to get the COVID-19 vaccine now before the shots become available to everyone 16 and older April 5th. The health district's appointment portal showed plenty of same-day appointments still available, but local health officials say they could change once a larger part of the community becomes eligible for that COVID-19 vaccine. Well, the World of Concrete will be the first major trade show to return to Las Vegas. The Nevada Department of Business and Industry has formally approved the show. It is scheduled to run June 8th through the 10th at the Las Vegas Convention Center's New West Hall and the nearby North Hall. In 2019, the World of Concrete show brought nearly 60,000 people to Las Vegas. Well, get ready for more traffic tie-ups in downtown Las Vegas on the 515. That's going to be beginning in the middle of April. The $39 million project will make improvements on that 2-mile-long bridge-like structure between Eastern and Interstate 15. The Viaduct Project, as it's called, it will continue as a construction project with that $39 million price tag until the middle of 2022.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
A couple of crashes working right now. Interstate 15 northbound at Cactus. You're bumper to bumper behind that. 15 south at Silverado Ranch. That's there on the right shoulder. We're getting some slow flows on the Beltway. 215 westbound at Tenaya. The 215 eastbound off-ramp at Jones is blocked. And slow flows to 15 east at Gibson.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. Check it out! I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. 5 o'clock hour on Thursday, and that, of course, means Heidi Harris. Weekdays, 9 a.m. to noon, here on AM 670 KMCQ, and always good to have Heidi on. Heidi, how you been, and how was your St. Patty's Day?
Oh, you know, it was pretty quiet. It was good. It was just, you know, I was just celebrating 1 year of the 2-week lockdown, you know, like a lot of people were. Wait, I lied. 2 weeks to flatten the curve. And now, you know, it's so funny. I'm sure you saw this story. The governor of Wisconsin, they've got a 2% rate on their, you know, the testing rate, right? 2% positive rate, whatever that rolling average, whatever the hell it is. 2%. And yet he still say, well, I'm not sure we're going to have the Wisconsin State Fair this summer. You know, we still got a disease out there. We still have the flu. We still have SARS. We still have MERS. We still have all kinds of things. And, I mean, these people amaze me, Kevin. They really do.
It's absolutely bizarre. And yesterday, to commemorate the one-year anniversary of this Sisolak shutdown thing, the governor came out and had some new dates. April 6th, anybody age 16 and older will be eligible for the vaccine. That doesn't mean you're going to be able to get the vaccine. What the hell is he talking about?
That's fantastic, since it has not been tested on people 16 and younger. So that's perfect. Great idea. I wouldn't give my kid that thing. That's nuts, but you're right. It doesn't mean that anybody is going to be able to get it. And I saw a thing on one of the news sites this morning. Well, the governor says you got to hurry down and get your shot before everybody's eligible to get it. I mean, this is a joke, Kevin. It's just a rolling joke.
Well, and you know what's weird is that, in fact, I asked everybody that we had on the show yesterday, kind of a what have we learned over the 1 year. And invariably, it comes down to you can't trust your government, especially a government led by an incompetent fool by the name of Steve Sisolak.
Well, yeah, and Fauci, you know, 1 minute it's 6 feet, 1 minute it's 3 feet. I mean, 1 minute it's one mask, no mask, two masks, one fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish. I can't keep track of all this craziness.
Well,
that's why people don't trust them, because they change their minds from Monday to Tuesday. Then you meet, there's some other goal that's met, and then they change the goalpost yet again. It's unbelievable.
Well, and even the thing of herd immunity. I don't know if you heard Dr. Fauci today. He was testifying before Congress. And even he said, you know, the herd immunity thing, we really don't know. It might be 80%. It might be 60%. And he doesn't know. And he's one of the experts.
Hold on. We're supposed to trust the scientists here. Are you telling me that he doesn't know? I thought he said it was 70% who had to be vaccinated. Then it was 80%. We know that 30 million people in America have had this at least, and the CDC has said that number is probably 6 to 8 times greater than that, okay? And that doesn't include people like my husband, who's not on record as having it. I know many people where one person in the family's had it and 5 other people got it, but mild symptoms, it's only one person's on record for having it, and I'm sure you know people like that too.
Oh, yeah.
So when you take that 30 million, let's just be conservative and quadruple it. How many people have already had this, plus how many people have had the vaccine? I call that herd immunity. Yes, people are still going to get sick. I get it. People still get the flu. They still get SARS. They still get MERS. They still get H1N1. They're going to be around. I mean, this ridiculousness that we're going to stop everything until this thing goes away forever, it's just insanity.
I'm curious, though, what the historians will say about this one-year Sisolak shutdown. The nation, of course, went through this. And what we will have learned, I mean, what will history say about this last year and about our public servants and about our government?
Well, I think what we've learned is that a lot of politicians really are not leaders. They're politicians, but they're not leaders. They don't know how to lead in a time of crisis, and Sisolak's a classic example of that. So is Newsom. So is Cuomo. It's one thing to you know, be the quote-unquote boss of everything when things are really going well. But when things are going badly, that's when you need leadership. They don't have it. People need to stop putting their trust in government. They need to obviously trust their own common sense and the information that they're able to acquire. But we are going to look back and laugh at this. This ridiculousness. Now they want to put 2-year-olds in daycare and masks. I mean, it changes every other day. And it's really, we've been wearing masks for almost a year, and yet it continues. The virus continues. I talked to a friend of mine today whose daughter was in a car, in a closed vehicle, with somebody who tested positive. Guess what? She doesn't have it. That's less than 6 feet last I checked. This is what I'm talking about. This is how crazy it is.
Let's talk about another governor. You mentioned him briefly, Andrew Cuomo. Is he a goner in New York?
Well, he should be a goner in New York, but I got to tell you something. You know, 15,000 people, upwards of that, were killed by a lot of projections in the nursing homes, as you know, right? And, you know, people went, you know, old people, who cares, right? That's what a lot of people said. Now he tries to grope some woman, and everybody's freaking out now. Now, I'm not saying that doesn't matter, because it sounds like the guy's a real pig. Okay, I get that. But it frustrates me that we care about one thing, but we don't care about another.
No, you're exactly right. I'm curious what it says about our society, where killing off 15,000 of your own constituents, okay, that's all right. But as you say, groping a woman all of a sudden takes on, kind of a different proportion. Do you think ultimately that he'll resign, or do you think he'll have to be thrown out?
I think he may have to be thrown out. He's so arrogant, and he said he's not going to resign. I think ultimately they may have to toss him. But, it's just selective outrage. I mean, you look at the situation in Atlanta, for example. I told my husband the first night it happened, I said, this has nothing to do with Asians. If he's shooting up those spas, it's because he's got a sex problem. I told my husband that the first night. And, of course, the next day it came out that the guy has a sex addiction and has a problem with the spas and the temptation. So what do? All the mainstream media is talking about attacks on Asians. Nobody wants to talk about all the Asian women trapped in those spas all over the country, flashing lights in broad daylight. They're in there with their passports taken. They've been trafficked into the country. Nobody talks about that. Nobody cares about those Asians. But don't insult one. Don't yell at one on the street. That would be bad, bad, bad. I mean, it's astounding to me. They're still going to ignore the situation with these women in these spas. Why don't they go in there and raid them and find out if everybody's got a passport? Can you leave the building, darling? Are you allowed to leave? Do you have proper papers? If you want to be here voluntarily, fine. But nobody looks into it because nobody wants to know that. They don't care about those Asians.
And can I tell you, I have seen no evidence in my own life. The people I deal with, the people that do pedicures, the people you run into, in valets, I don't see any of this animus towards Asian Americans. Do you see that at all?
Well, I haven't seen it, but I'm not Asian either, And so, my sister-in-law is Japanese, and that's the funny thing, too. A lot of your average person, I can tell Koreans at a glance, but I can't tell Chinese versus Japanese. I just can't. I'm not an expert, right? So some people just may be rude to Asian people, but, and that's unacceptable. Obviously, it's not their fault. I do believe it's China's fault. We have this virus, but it's not the fault of any Chinese or any other nationality, Asian Americans. That's crazy land. But you and I don't see it because you and I aren't Asian. So I don't really truly know what's going on.
I want to ask you in our final couple of minutes about the Biden border crisis is what we're all calling it, because it is. And I'm curious what you think the answer is. I mean, 100,000 migrants came across our southern border just in the month of February. Just in the month of February. How do we fix this? And is there an easy fix sending FEMA to the border?
Listen, you're always going to have people who want to come here. Every country in the world that has better things on the other side of the border has a border problem. Even Israel has that. So everybody's got to deal with issues. But what we've got to do is tell Mexico they're not coming over here, period. Now Biden's asking for help from Mexico. No. You have to lay the law down like Trump did and say, you're going to wait in an orderly fashion on the other side of the border. You're not coming in here, period, the end. And it's amazing how when Trump did that, the last time they had a caravan stop try to come through there, they stopped them at Mexico's southern border. They stopped them. They wouldn't let them come past Guatemala. Because they knew they were going to be stuck in Mexico, and it was going to be their humanitarian crisis. Now, we've taken this crap on, and we should not. We need to go back to Trump's policies of there is no reason you're entitled to come in here. You're going to put 3,000 boys, as you know, teenage boys, 15 to 17 years of age, in this place in Dallas. And I just had Mark Morgan on, who works for the Federation for American Immigration Reform, former ICE director. And he was talking about the fact, and I hadn't thought of it, a lot of these boys, 15 to 17, what age is that? That's a perfect age to recruit for the gang. When you come to another country, you know no one, you have no family, who do you think picks them up? The gang members are happy to recruit them in. That's another disaster.
Oh, I tell you what, there is no answer to this problem. And when I see Biden, he looks clueless. He looks absolutely clueless. Heidi, it's always good to get with you. Thank you so much. Who's on tomorrow, by the way?
We got Vital Vegas, everybody's favorite Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
Victor Jakes and I are going to laugh about the fact that the education, as you know, there are a couple of taxes they want to raise for education. And, of course, the county doesn't want to give up the tax they raised that was temporary, that whole deal. It's astounding. We got, how many billions? $1.9 trillion. Nevada got a few bucks there, and they still want to raise taxes. So we'll talk about some of those things tomorrow.
Sounds good. I'll be listening, and I'll be on about 11:35. I can't wait. Heidi, thank you, dear. You have a good night.
Thank you, my dear.
There you go, Heidi Harris. Weekdays, 9 till noon, right here on AM 670 KMZQ. Stick around. More to do as we continue. Coming up bottom of the hour, there is a new organization that is battling, literally, toe-to-toe with big tech. How long will it take for big tech to try and wipe them out? We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
A unique blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
For over 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24/7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
This is Heidi Harris for Boss Security Screens. I was looking for a way to make my home feel even more secure, and I found these Boss Security Screens. They are amazing. First of all, they look great. They are guaranteed to prevent break-ins and forced intrusions, and they're installed over whichever kind of windows you have already. Nobody has to come in your house to give you an estimate. Nobody has to come in your house to install these amazing screens. The great thing is they keep the bad guys out, but if you need to get out in an emergency or a family member, child, elderly person, they have an ADA compliant latch that allows that easily. So very important. BossSecurityScreens.com. That's B-O-S-S. BossSecurityScreens.com. Give them a call. They'll be happy to come out and give you a free estimate, show you the different colors and all the features. BossSecurityScreens.com. Made in the USA. Guaranteed for life. Call 702-637-0255. 702-637-0255. You're going to love them as much as I love mine. BossSecurityScreens.com.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Did you miss the deadline to sign up for a healthcare program at the end of 2020? If so, you're in luck. A special enrollment period is underway right now through May 15th, meaning that Americans looking to enroll in a new healthcare program for 2021 can do so without the need of a qualifying event. Over 200,000 Americans trust Liberty HealthShare for their healthcare needs. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable healthcare sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. That's just $199 per month. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses, and in your time of need, other members are there for you. To learn more about how Liberty HealthShare can help you save money on your healthcare expenses, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or check it out on your smartphone at libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I don't know if you've been following this on Fox, but they've got a great drone program where you can literally track folks coming across our southern border, the Rio Grande Valley, you know, and other sectors. I'm just telling you, this is a crisis that is going to get worse. And by the way, sending FEMA to our southern border is not the answer. I'm sorry, but it's just not. And, you know, the big question is, how did we get to this? The Biden people are all saying, it's Trump's fault. How the hell can it be Trump's fault when the numbers were down so low when he left? Somebody explain that one to me, because I'll be honest with you, I haven't the foggiest idea of what they're talking about. Sean Hannity last night, I thought did a really nice job in kind of saying what to me is obvious, and that is that President Biden, as candidate Biden, really opened the doors to this whole thing of folks coming across our open borders. Come now, don't wait. Come now. This was last night. This is cut six. Sean Hannity, Joe Biden's own debate words actually caused this this crisis. And let's face it, folks, it is a crisis. Here it is.
What I would do as president is several more things, because things have changed. I would, in fact, make sure that we immediately surge to the border. All those people are seeking asylum. They deserve to be heard. That's who we are. We're a nation that says if you want to flee and you're fleeing oppression, you should come.
Immediately, Congress, congrats, Joe, more than 100,000 migrants were detained at the border this past month. Oh, and a record number of unaccompanied minors are now in those U.S. detention centers. You know, the kids we keep showing people sleeping on floors, not being allowed to shower regularly, taking shifts, sleeping, and apparently the butterfly-decorated cargo shipping containers with the one tiny window with the bars on it that nobody has ever seen the inside of. So much for your promised transparency. Now, thousands more are headed our way. If Joe actually had real compassion, he would tell the migrants not to ever make the perilous journey through Mexico. We have human traffickers, dangerous gangs, the Mexican cartels preying on innocent people and especially children. Exposure to COVID-19, also a real clear present danger for anyone making that trek.
Sean Hannity, I think, did it. He's right. Joe Biden is the one that brought this on. And he can try and blame the Trump administration all he wants, and his people can do the same thing. But the fact is that Joe Biden's wrong. And by the way, Joe Biden is the guy that actually started this whole mess. And now he doesn't know how to finish it off. Anyway, it's just incredible. I want you to hear from Rand Paul. He had a nasty confrontation this morning. I don't know if you saw this. A nasty confrontation with Dr. Fauci. And remember, Rand Paul is a doctor. I think he's an ophthalmologist or whatever, an eye doctor, but he's a doctor. So it's not like he's a civilian. He may not know as much as Dr. Anthony Fauci, but suffice to say, he knows enough. This is cut one, and this is Rand Paul this morning, a Senate committee hearing testimony from Dr. Fauci. This was a part of the Q&A, and it got a little nasty. Here it is.
What studies do you have that people that have had the vaccine or have had the infection are spreading the infection? If we're not spreading the infection, isn't it just theater?
No, it's not.
You got the vaccine and you're wearing two masks. Isn't that theater?
No, that's not. Here we go again with the theater. Let's get down to the facts.
You want to get rid of vaccine hesitancy? Tell them they can quit wearing their mask after they get the vaccine. Okay. You want people to get the vaccine? Give them a reward instead of telling them that the nanny state's going to be there for three more years and you got to wear a mask forever. People don't want to hear it. And there's no science behind it.
Well, let me just state for the record that masks are not theater. Masks are protective, and we
have immunity. There, theater. If you already have immunity, you're wearing a mask to give comfort to others. You're not wearing a mask because of any science.
I totally disagree with you.
It got. Trust me, it got worse from there. The only good thing is that his time was expired, so I mean that's okay. One other thing that I thought was really.